You're listening to SBS News.
COVID-19 is slowly retreating across most of North, Central and South America. The Pan American Health Organization has reported the continent's death and infection figures are now lowest in over a year. Many of the larger Caribbean islands are seeing downward trends, including Cuba, the site of a major month-long COVID-19 outbreak. But some countries, such as Chile, are still seeing a sharp rise in numbers, recording over 1,000 cases in the past day and 6 deaths. Paula Daza is Chile's Health Undersecretary.
Regarding the rise in the number of cases that we have seen in the metropolitan region, we should probably take several factors into account. We still have many people that have not begun their vaccination process. Last week, 41% of people in ICU have not begun the vaccination process.
Chile returned to social distancing restrictions amid the rise, despite the country's high vaccination rate. 92% of the eligible population is estimated to be fully inoculated.
There is also another variable to take into account. People have reduced their perception of risk, leading to meeting in person, while we are facing the Delta variant that is more contagious. That's why we have strengthened the vaccination strategy, introduced a reinforcement dose, and also the self-care measures that are important to diminish cases.
Paraguay has also seen a doubling of coronavirus cases in the last week and Belize a sharp jump in COVID-related deaths. Meanwhile, Brazil still has the most cases in all of Latin America, with the country's president, Jair Bolsonaro, strongly criticised for inaction. Brazil recorded almost 13,500 cases in the last 24 hours. Venezuela's president, Nicolas Maduro, is among those critical of his neighbour.
Bolsonaro ha llegado a la locura de decir que la vacuna contra el coronavirus.
Bolsonaro has gone mad to say that the vaccine against coronavirus, which is a product of scientists worldwide and is protecting and saving lives, is causing AIDS. What do you call a person who says that? Irresponsible, crazy, fake, phony. So imagine how the people from Brazil put up with a neo-Nazi, neo-fascist like Bolsonaro. And from Venezuela, we reject these follies against the people of Brazil, against humanity, and against the people of Venezuela.
President Bolsonaro had broadcast a Facebook video announcing that vaccines against COVID-19 accelerate the development of AIDS. The video was immediately removed from the platform for providing false information. A Brazilian Senate panel probing the government's pandemic response has presented the Prosecutor General's office with recommendations to criminally charge a president for alleged errors that cost Brazilian lives. The Parliamentary Investigation Commission Vice President is Senator Randolph Rodriguez.
We are hoping to see how the Attorney General of the Republic will act in the following 15 to 20 days in order to study what strategies and alternatives we have.
Nearly 44% of people in Latin America and the Caribbean have completed their COVID-19 immunizations, thanks largely to donations made bilaterally or through the WHO-led COVAX program. But some countries are still struggling to obtain reliable vaccines. This man was among nearly 8,000 Nicaraguans who received COVID-19 vaccines at two custom border crossings with neighboring Honduras in recent days.
In Nicaragua, we have vaccines, but they're Cuban vaccines that are useless. Vaccines which have not been approved by the World Health Organization. If you're looking for the best and are close to a border, and the border opens and Honduras opens its doors to you, this beautiful country that opened its doors to us and is giving us the vaccine.
Honduran President Juan Orlando Hernandez wrote on Twitter that the solidarity and brotherhood of Hondurans crosses borders. The overall decrease of COVID-19 in the Americas is a positive sign, but the Pan American Health Organization Assistant Director is urging countries to remain vigilant. Over 3 million more COVID-19 doses will arrive in the region through COVAX this week, as deliveries pick up in the final months of the year. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Bernadette Clark, SBS News.